Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hang on a second here. Okay, I had to get back to the screen. I have charges on my Sam's Club card. I don't know how they got there. I don't even know what it was for until I just called, and the man said something about a cruette set. And I need to get these charges taken off my Sam's Club card because I did not do the charges. And there are two of them. It states one for $67.32 and the other one for $5.74 for a total of $73.06. And I want that removed from my Sam's Club card because I did not charge it.
So that I can best assist, if I can please have your zip code and your name.
Susan Little, 17701.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. All right, I am still accessing information. It'll be just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, for security purposes, please verify your address.
1509 Country Club Lane, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, 17701.
All right, thank you so much, and please verify your email.
hastysue@comcast.net.
Okay, thank you so much, and is there another email?
I have another one, hastysue@icloud.com.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
570-360-0159.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. I have gotten an account located that shows your name, address the second email, and your phone number. And our system is showing a canceled account. Let me pull it up here.
It did cancel? Because I called Sam's Club and told them I didn't do those charges. But I just received my Sam's Club statement, and the charges are on my statement.
All right. So it is showing a canceled account for a sweepstake offer for the cruisette.
Okay.
And it does show it started with $5.74 that was paid on December the 5th. And with that, it was an entry into the sweepstake. And per terms and conditions, it came with a shopping store membership. That's what the $67.32 is about. That's automatically billed after about 5 days if the customer doesn't call in to cancel. I'm not sure if you ask anyone else in your household about doing something online because it shows an IP address for a device that was used from your city and state. So it shows an IP address from your address there. But the account is canceled. That's effective today, and it cancels all future charges.
All right, so where's my $67.32? I want that back.
Okay, if this was your Sam's account and you've already informed them that you didn't do the charges, what did they inform you to do after you told them that you did not do the or weren't anyway, that these were fraudulent charges?
They said they were going to file something for the money to get it back. Mm-hmm. But I just now received my Sam's Club charge today, just mm-hmm. 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago before I called you. It's still on my Sam's Club charge. I'm not paying $67.32 for anything I didn't get, number one. And number two, I didn't even order it. So I don't know how those charges got there, mm-hmm. but I'm not happy about it, and I need my $67.32 back.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they said that they were already filing, ma'am, that's called a dispute, not saying that you don't know that. But normally what they do is they provide you with the temporary credit while they investigate to find out whether the charges are actually valid.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to, well, we none of us would, in the at the number, would be able to do anything regarding any refunds until a representative from the card company will call to confirm you're willing to drop the dispute. In an investigation, they could investigate or ask or require, or they could request what's called the IP address. It does show your a device from your address there in your city and state. And they would also base it on terms and conditions. If it was something that was done in error by someone in the household, you could face losing whatever credit that they did provide. But if you would have them to call to confirm that the dispute's being dropped, the company can provide the refunds, and they would be in 3 to 5 business days. But we have to have someone on the line from your card company.
Okay, because I'm not losing that kind of money. I can guarantee you, because I'll call my card company right now and find out what they found out on it.
Mm-hmm. When did you dispute it?
I called about it when I was online two weeks ago, paying my Sam's Club bill. Mm-hmm. Is when I spotted it. And I called them, and they said they would file a fraud claim. I think mm-hmm. that's what it was called.
Right.
And then I received my account today, and the charges are still on it. Mm-hmm. But I know this. I'm not paying $73.06 to anybody for nothing. And if I have to go over Sam's Club and go over their head, I'll file a claim with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, ma'am, on the recorded line, our hands are tied unless we speak with the representative from your fraud or dispute department. We can't refund anything. They have to call here to confirm that the dispute's not already in process, and if it is in process, you'd have to wait until it's settled. But until they call to confirm what's going on, we can't refund anything.
What is a cruise set? I have no idea.
It's
this is what the man told me on the phone.
Right, it's a pot. It's like a nice, fancy-type pot. Well, maybe not fancy, but I don't know if they're always ceramic, but it's a cooking pot.
Oh, I definitely don't need any of those. Alrighty, thank you. I'm going to call Sam's Club right now and find out what's going on. So, alrighty, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.